Welcome to our Wednesday morning online devotional. Last time together, we looked at some of the claims recently of people saying they're the Messiah. And this morning, I want to look at prophecy about Israel and their rebirth and some of the promises about Israel and their role in the end times. Before we do that, I just want to again remind you about our schedule this week. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the chapel, our study of the book of James. This Saturday at 9 o'clock is our men's breakfast. We meet the first Saturday of each month. And then Sunday morning, this is communion this weekend. It's the first Sunday of the month, so March 5th, 9:30, traditional service, followed by the 11 o'clock contemporary. And the contemporary service, we have kids chapel. And if you have children, kindergarten through sixth grade, I'm sure they would enjoy that. So I just want to look at some of the prophecy. We'll be looking at prophecy this month. I want to talk a little bit about Israel, the coming world empire, the coming world leader, and the coming world religion, some of which we're seeing being formed even today. But let's talk about Israel and the signs of the end times concerning them. Going back to Genesis 12, 1 through 3, we have the Abrahamic covenant, where God says to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to the land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Now, this prophecy, parts of which have been fulfilled, especially the redemptive aspect that salvation comes through the Jews, as Jesus, of course, goes back not only to Abraham, but back to Adam, but also back to King David as the true Messiah. Because of his sacrifice, salvation comes through him. And so all the earth will be blessed. Those who come to faith will come through the line of Abraham and, of course, the line of David and through Jesus Christ. So it's a redemptive promise, the last part of that. Abraham has promised a land, a nation, and, of course, this redemptive aspect that would go down through time. But as you know, Israel was scattered in 70 AD. The Roman Empire destroyed the temple and burned Jerusalem, and the Jewish people were rescattered throughout the land. But they've never fulfilled completely the promise concerning the land that they would possess. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48, verse 1 and 28, it gives the exact boundaries, which went all the way down to the Red Sea and over to the Nile, and all the way over to the Tigris and Euphrates, or the Euphrates River, excuse me. And even under David and Solomon, they never quite had all the land that they were promised. But I think focusing now, and that will happen one day during the millennial reign of Christ, they will have those boundaries. But I think more importantly, we think about what's happened to Israel since the scattering, the promise of their return, the promise that they'd be a nation again, and that they will play a part, of course, in the end times. Isaiah 11 says that they will return. Ezekiel 36:24 says, "I will take you from among the nations. I will gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land." Now, after World War II, and looking at 1948, on May 14th of 1948, that's when the United Nations officially recognized Israel as a nation, and that regathering process has continued. But it's not just returning to the land or becoming a nation. There's also a return to God, a return to God and his and their faith in him, which has not happened completely yet. But for example, Ezekiel 36 says, "I will take you from the nations and gather you to your land. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put my spirit, a new spirit within you." And it goes on to say, "You will live in the land that I gave your forefathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your God." Ezekiel 36, 24 through 28. Also in Jeremiah 32, verses 37 and 38, it says, "Behold, I will gather you out of the countries where I've driven them, and I will bring them back to this place. and I will cause them to dwell safely. They will be my people, and I will be their God. Now, you can look these up in more detail, but the end times, one of the signs is the regathering of Israel, and ultimately a spiritual rebirth of Israel, some of which we are seeing in these days. We'll talk more a little bit next week about other aspects of the rebirth of Israel, as Jesus talked about it in Matthew 24. But I want you to start thinking about when we see Israel as a nation, and you know, the tree blossoming, if you will, as Matthew puts it, as Jesus noted. These are again a sign that we are in the end times, and that the return of Christ could be soon. So stay tuned. We'll talk more about this next week. Father, we pray for your coming return. We pray that we'll be ready. When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? Lord, we hope so, and we hope that we will serve you until you come for your church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I hope this whets your appetite. Look forward to seeing the men on Saturday morning, the rest of you Sunday at 9:30 and 11 o'clock as we're getting very close to Easter. So God bless you and have a great day.